love that theme tune. Top of the Pods is back, and we're taking it north of the border today, Mark.
Yes, indeed.
I like that. Mixing things up here on Saturday Sports. Now, there's a good reason we've done that, because there's a big semi-final weekend in prospect. It's the League Cup semi-finals. Celtic against Heart of Midlothian tomorrow at Murrayfield. And we've got Kevin from a Celtic State of Mind that joins us. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How are you?
Very, very well. So you've got, 24 hours, just a little over 24 hours until the big semi-final. And you've been dealt the toughest card here, haven't you, with Hearts. This is as tough as it gets for Celtic in a major semi-final.
Especially having to go to Murrayfield. Hearts have started off the season extremely well. Craig Levine's got them playing really well. And it'll be a tough gig for us going to their home territory. And hopefully we can turn up, play and see what happens on the day.
Absolutely, yeah. You go into it on the back of another, unfortunately, disappointing performance and result against Leipzig in Europe. It's been a strange season, really, hasn't it, for Celtic, for Brendan Rodgers. Given the immense success you guys have had, it's been labelled as a crisis of sorts. How are you, the fans, feeling right now about Celtic?
It's sort of understandable, the drop-off of performance. We couldn't ask the squad to go again without refreshing it in the summer. The players have been utterly fantastic for the last two seasons, but it does feel like an end of a cycle, to tell you the truth. And we just have to manage it. We've got to enjoy it. The ones that are sensationalising it are guys who wear cheap suits with ironed-on designer labels, given over-the-top reactions. Eh? I mean, some of the reaction to the European performance the other night was quite laughable, to tell you the truth. The guys whose last great European performance was on a stag do in Magaluf. But we should have refreshed in the summer. We haven't. I think the recruitment's been poor on and off the park. Brendan's not infallible from criticism, but we just have to get on with it. We've got a decent enough squad. If we turn up, we usually win games, and we've just got to go with it. We've just got to ride with it. We've got to enjoy it. We've had a great couple of years, so you take the rough with the smooth.
Kevin, I think it's a perfectly reasonable argument.
Definitely.
And, you know, and Adrian, you know, from inside football, know full well that they've always said, like, you know, just tweak a good squad because it'll keep it better. But
definitely,
the bit that's interests me about this is that Brendan Rodgers, in the last week or so, has chosen to make that point himself and kind of point upstairs. And I don't know if has he ever really been quite that overt about it before?
No. He's always said that the board have backed him. And to a certain extent, the board have backed him. We needed centre-halves, and in January this year we bought two centre-halves, one called Marvin Comper and one called Jack Hendry. Now both of them have proved not to be good enough. They're both Brendan signings. So this is a kind of case of a manager protecting his own brand.
Brand
right, Brendan's getting
Brand Brendan.
Brendan Rodgers. I'm sorry, Kevin. We're giving you that one. You can work with that from now on.
Kevin, can I ask you about the whereabouts of this game? It takes place at Murrayfield, of course. Now, originally, the plan, and a controversial plan it was too, was to have some kind of doubleheader at Hampden Park. Quite how that one even got on the table, I'm not entirely sure. Are you just relieved that's not happening, or do you still have some gripes with Murrayfield?
I think the reason that it was put forward in the first place was there was a whole hoo-ha up here about Hampden being kept and Scottish football moving to Murrayfield. So in the week that the decision had to get made, Scottish football decided it was going to stay at Hampden. So I think there was part of that, but it was never going to work. Having two games in the same stadium on the same day was never going to work. The move to Murrayfield for us was the right one, but the way it came about is what sticks in the Celtic fans' throats. They haven't been really open about how they came to that decision. Now, the decision was basically, with Aberdeen Rangers being in Glasgow and Hearts Celtic being in Edinburgh, there's only two sets of fans travelling into those cities. So it is the correct decision. Murrayfield, I've been there before to watch football. It's going to be a fantastic occasion because there's more Celtic fans there than what would have been at Hampden. There's more Hearts fans there than what would have been at Hampden.
It's going to be a fantastic
spectacle for Scottish football.
What do you like from this game, though? I wouldn't mind trying to get a prediction out of you, Kevin, but also, is there any bright young things coming through that we should be looking out for that could be that sort of like, you know, that crack in the clouds for the current Celtic situation?
I think we've got a few young players coming through, but I think what we're really looking for is for our big hitters to actually start stepping up to the plate.
Right.
We've got a young lad called Oliver Encham, who we signed from Manchester City. He's either driving the train or he's standing on the platform and he's the train. Odson Edouard, who we signed from Paris Saint-Germain, again, he's a young guy, 21, not played a lot of football, but when he gets into a flow, he's a fantastic watch. We've got Callum McGregor as well, a fantastic, very underrated Scottish player, and obviously we've got Kieran Tierney, who's one of the best left-backs in Britain.
Yeah, Kevin, quickly, what's the score going to be tomorrow?
Predictions are for fools, but hopefully the good guys won.
Nicely swerved. Kevin there from Celtic State of Mind.